as we wrap every Thursday with, well, this!
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
We gotta get Austin Safarian Jenkins' name in here, cause it seems like it would fit in lyrically wise.
No, it didn't. That was bad.
That was worse.
That was bad.
Took a bad situation and made it worse. All right. This is why the great scientists acknowledge their failed experiments.
I don't want to have to follow that up with this now. This is not good. Anyways, last night we...
A, that was terrible. B, that was really, really terrible. C, that was really, really, really terrible.
I thought Austin Safarian Jenkins was kind of melodic. I was wrong. All right, let's turn it over to Nick. It's the lightning round.
Last night, we almost got a close NBA playoff game for about 2 minutes. Then Cleveland went off at home like they have all postseason, and the Warriors looked anything but the dominant team from the first two games, as is postseason tradition. A, the entire postseason has been a series of standalone performances. Each player is just on a lazy Susan, getting passed around, switching to which team or guy gets to go off in that night's game. Last night, it was just the Cavs' turn. B, maybe this is a sign of things to come for the Dubs. Steph hasn't been shooting well from three. Andrew Bogut and Festus Ealy weren't able to shut down Tristan Thompson. This could be what we see for the rest of the finals. C, both teams are really good at forgetting about the game before. Game four is an absolute toss-up as to who plays well. It will be nothing like game three.
I like the lazy Susan reference. I think every game I mentioned, even last week, seems to have that entity unto itself. I believe you used the term a standalone game. I'm going to go with A.
All right. After the Warriors beat the Cavs, about 99.9% of Cavs fans said, well, if Love and Kyrie were healthy, we would have beaten the Warriors. Love and Kyrie were healthy for games one and two, and the Cavs got lit up. Many NBA writers said that if Love and Kyrie were healthy, they are defensively liable, and it would have been just the same in last year's finals. So what's Love got to do with it? A, Love is a defensive liability, and Tyronn Lue needs to see that his team is better without Love on the floor. The Warriors were stretched out and carried no answer for what Cleveland was doing last night. B, the Cavs need Love. It wasn't his fault that they were as bad as they were in Oakland. C, again, the previous games have no standing with how teams move forward. Love could have played last night, and the Cavs still would have won and played as well as they did. They can probably play just as well if he comes back.
I can't imagine that all of a sudden he has no value because of two blowouts at Golden State to a team that won 73 games last year. If they're going to win the title, they're going to need him maybe not tomorrow, but definitely, because obviously they're going to have to win one at Oakland. So I'm going to go with B, got to have K-Love.
It's lightning round time travel time. We're going back to October 2012, down 3-1 to the Cardinals and on the road. Future Hall of Fame manager Bruce Bochy turned to none other than Barry Zito to get his team a win. Sparked the Giants to win 7 straight over the Cards and Tigers. May 26, 2016, the Warriors are down 3-1 to the Thunder, and they too turn to the magic of the rally Zito. It has propelled them into the NBA Finals once again. Now down 3-1, this is the time that the Sharks also turn to Bay Area legend Barry Zito for their pursuit of raising Lord Stanley's Cup. A, this is the little spark of weird Bay Area magic that the Sharks need. Every game has been tight, and anything can happen with hashtag Rally Zito on their side. B, while this isn't a classic Sharks team that chokes in the finals, they've never put themselves in a great position to win games in this series with bad starts to each game. It's a long climb up. See, Pitt has been the best team. They've got the hottest goalie and arguably the best hockey player in the world in Sid the Kid. They're going to fight like hell to win at home and will win tonight.
I got to go with the Rally Zito just for the sake of it. In essence, San Jose has not led in the series until they took,
yeah, they technically haven't led because they won in overtime
right,
when the game
right,
ended.
Right, that was it. They haven't led. But expect the unexpected. Make it a hat trick, go for Rally Zito, and force a game six back at the Shark Tank on Saturday.
Don't stop Z leaving. Manny Machado was suspended 4 games for his WWE takedown of Yordano Ventura after taking a 99-mile-an-hour fastball to the hip, after which he has already been thrown at in that game. Ventura has now been given a 9-game suspension, which is effectively 2 starts. A, this is fair for Major League Baseball to suspend Manny for throwing punches. He has also been known to get as angry as Ventura and keeps getting thrown at for some reason. B, Ventura should have gotten more than 9 games for this. He's 25 and goes through a phase like this at least once a season and likes to hit people, even saying he wanted to throw at Jose Bautista just because. C, Ventura should retire from baseball and actually start his WWE career as the flamethrower or something like that if all he wants to do is fight, or at least be asked to trade somewhere where he can fight fans in the bleachers on his off days.
I've never heard a pitcher who just off the cuff, man, I'd like to hit that guy. First of all, that brings premeditation into it, so he's an idiot. But I'll tell you, this suspension I don't think teaches him anything. As we saw, dude could bring it almost triple digits. He's dangerous. B, he needed a bigger suspension.
Let's make baseball fun again. Let's get Madison Bumgarner in the home run derby. A, here are a list of things Bumgarner has done that is more dangerous than the glorified batting practice that is the home run derby. Killing a rattlesnake with an axe. Throwing bigger axes around his farm. Riding horses around his farm. Riding horses in front of 42,000 people to raise a banner. And throwing in all-star games. He is a pitcher, so what if he ruins his swing as long as he pitches well down the stretch? B, this would be so memorable and wild for baseball fans to see if a pitcher can out-hit the batters they face during a start. Nothing would motivate batters to try harder in the home run derby than by going up against a pitcher. C, nope, I'm a curmudgeon and I don't want baseball or home run derby to be fun.
So even if I agreed, I have to cop to being a curmudgeon.
Yes. Yep.
I'm going to say C with the catch, because as a baseball fan, I just don't want my zillion-dollar pitcher, my ace, doing anything he doesn't have to do. The more activities you're involved in, the more prone you are to a stupid injury, a splinter, a pulled muscle in your shoulder. So, yeah, all right, if that's the way it's going to be, I'm still going with C for curmudgeon.